to VDG Sports Extra Innings, and it's me, your host, Vincent Douglas Gregory. Well, I guess you can say I'm back, but I never went anywhere. Let me give you a few updates. The website has changed, so go check out the website at vdgsports.com. It's pretty amazing, I might say. And also, the VDG Sports show has become the podcast. Oh, and this topic is about the Big East tournament, the refs, I should say, or just the one game and those three officials. Okay, first things first. There were so many blown calls towards the end of the game. You almost had to expect that it was going to end the way it did. Seriously. Because it was to the point where I would have been disappointed if there wasn't more controversy at the end. After the missed over the back, the missed foul call, you know, I would have been pretty peeved off if that would have been the end of it. If it wouldn't have ended on the last play, it would have truly broke my heart, and I would have just ran for the hills and sat in the corner with my little dunce hat on and, I don't know, cried like the NBA players do. And the play itself was, it's almost like you had to know something was going on. I can't say there's no way because it happened. Because there was no way it wouldn't happen. So it happened. But three officials on the court, and they missed the call. And it was and it wasn't like it was a close call. You know, a close call like the other things that happened that led me to believe that there was more disaster to come. Like the over the back that they missed, that was a close call. Or let me correct myself. Judgment call. And you know, judgment calls can't be reviewed. So if these things are judgment calls, there's been some bad judging going on, or bad judgments made. But I just report and you decide. Anyway, so yeah, I guess all the calls is judgment calls, but the last call, that play, to me, there's no way there's no way it's a judgment call, in my opinion. It's like you had to make the call. You had to do something. You just had to. And if you don't know the play or what I'm talking about, let me give you, a breakdown of it somewhat. Well, the guy from St. John's. This should just go down as in the history as the ref or the refs. And the two teams in this game should always be symbolized with the refs. Big East refs. Or, you know, something, maybe something catchy. The rebound mice. Well, that's taken. So, St. John's versus the Rutgers in Madison Square Garden. St. John's ended up winning because of the call or non-call. The last play, the guy from St. John's. They end up getting the ball. I don't even know if he took dribbles because at this point, and after seeing it so much, I mentally blocked out the whole dribbling part. It's blocked out. It's out of sight, out of mind, I should say, for me. So it's completely, completely gone. So if you got to help me out, if he dribbled or not, hit me up on Twitter at BDG Sports and let me know. Because at this point, I don't know if he dribbled or not. Maybe I should watch a few more replays, but like I say, it's blacked out in my head. I don't know what's going on with that. All I saw was the guy took more than two steps around, you know, right past half court. Third step, he was, you know, I'm not going to say clearly out of bounds, but the guy foot size isn't no 8.5, and he was about 1 inch away from the line. He would have been 1 inch away from the out of bounds line if his shoe size was about 8.5. So let me go back. Let me rewind. He took more than two steps. That third step, maybe not, he was out of bounds. The next step, oh, wow. He was clearly out of bounds. Clearly. At that point, mind you not, these guys are, you know, tall basketball players, and I don't know the exact height, but... And usually when you walk, you take, you know, normal strides. And I guess the taller you are, I mean, obviously there's going to be anomalies. And obviously this is not a cookie cutter model where one size fit all. But for the most part, the majority of people, they, you know, walk, they have a normal stride. And usually the taller you are, the longer your stride is. And like I say now, that's usually, it's not always the case. So don't go buying my jerseys and burning them. Please, no, don't do it. I don't know what I'll do. So it's a pretty tall guy. And his steps were pretty, you know, in stride. So first step, you know, we can let that go. Second, we can let that go. Third, we can let the third go. We can let the third go. We can even let the size 2.5 shoe issue go as well. But that fourth step, I don't, how do you let that one go? I mean, what do you say? You get two steps, and that was two steps because it's multiples of twos, you know. And then he could have took some more steps, two more steps, with a total of six, but it still would have been the two steps that you are allowed in basketball because it would have been the multiple of two. So he would have been all good. He would have been all in the clear. Yeah. Maybe that's what the officials or refs were thinking on that one. I don't know yet. Okay, but still, this is not the end of it. This is not. This is not the end. Next, he slings the ball way, way, way up in the air and somewhere. And let me stop. Let me take a few deep breaths. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. This was Madison Square Garden. So when I say that he cradled the ball and he whipped his arm back and he slung it hard and far as he could. Mind you, this at this point, there's still time on the clock. But when the ball is in the air, that's when the time is off the clock. Yeah. That alone is a technical. That alone is unsportsmanlike conduct. I'm lost for words at that. That was the most emotional thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was born a few seconds before that play. He took the ball and he slung it way, way, way up in the air. Hard as he could. How is that not a technical foul? Okay, recap. We gave him the third step, okay. And giving him the not being out of bounds on the third step. But the fourth step, out of bounds, travel, technical foul. Wow. How many missed calls in one play can you have? But like I say, that was the best ending of that game, particularly being, or the reason being, the stuff that happened before it. The refs had to go out on top, and they went out on top. Boy, did they ever. They went out on top. They had to they had to top themselves. They had to beat stuff that they already put out there. They had to. And the only way to do it was let a play like that happen, or, you know, let it go. No call. Or they could have just swallowed the whistle. So, don't mind me. Don't mind me. They just swallowed the whistle. So it's all good. It's okay.